From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama hears face-to-face today from his top commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, who has been called on the carpet for comments McChrystal and some of his staff members are quoted as making in an article in Rolling Stone magazine. NPR's Rachel Martin says the remarks concern members of the president's national security team,
including the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, the vice president, even the president himself. McChrystal has apologized for the comments, but the damage may already be done, and it may end up costing McChrystal his job. The general has been at odds with the administration over the strategy in Afghanistan and has spoken publicly about the apparent rift. A senior defense official says the latest revelations in Rolling Stone could amount to insubordination. Yesterday, President Obama said the magazine article showed, quote, poor judgment on McChrystal's part, but he said he wants to speak directly with the general before making any decisions. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
Michael O'Hanlon, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, says it would be unwise of the president to force McChrystal to resign.
First of all, I don't think you'd get somebody quite as good. Secondly, you'd have an inevitable learning curve. At exactly the moment we can't afford that. This is the crucial crunch time.
O'Hanlon says U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan are ramping up their offensive in the Taliban stronghold of Kandahar, so it's not a good time to change commanders. BP has a new commander of the company's response to the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, replacing BP's embattled CEO Tony Hayward in that role. Bob Dudley becomes head of BP's newly created Gulf Coast Restoration Organization.
We were always going to set up the organization, but we have across the Gulf Coast people that are there, temporary, rotating in and out. We're going to bed this down now. We're in there for the long haul, and we're just going to make sure that it's very sustained and efficient, working with the Coast Guard, shut off the well, and through the spill response and cleanup.
Dudley was on NBC's Today Show. He grew up in Mississippi. Talks have broken down on whether to replace a moratorium on whaling with a limited quota. NPR's Paul Brown reports on the impasse as delegates at the International Whaling Commission meeting in Morocco say they do not expect any new talks for a year.
The moratorium is designed to protect devastated whale populations, but Japan, Norway, and Iceland continue whaling. They've caught thousands of whales since the ban was introduced more than 20 years ago, and they face continued international condemnation. Japan wants formal permission to hunt a certain number of whales, and the U.S. is willing to allow that. But Japan doesn't want to stop whaling in the Southern Ocean, where most whales feed. A compromise plan from the chairman of the Whaling Commission would lift the moratorium for a decade, but keep whaling under strict control. So far, there's not enough agreement. Paul Brown, NPR News.
Federal Reserve policymakers are completing their meetings in Washington today. They are expected to leave interest rates unchanged for now. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama is promising gay rights activists that he will be pushing for action on a number of issues, including anti-hate crimes legislation and benefits for same-sex partners. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president was speaking at a meeting with activists at the White House.
Speaking at a gay pride reception in the White House East Room, President Obama listed a number of steps his administration has taken to expand gay rights, including the right to visit loved ones in the hospital or to take unpaid time off from work to care for the children of a same-sex partner. Mr. Obama also noted the House has voted to repeal the military's don't ask, don't tell policy. He said a vote in the Senate could come soon.
We have never been closer to ending this discriminatory policy, and I'm going to keep on fighting until that bill is on my desk.
Neither the House nor the Senate bill would take effect until the military completes its own review of how to let gays and lesbians serve openly in uniform. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Fire crews are making some headway in containing a stubborn wildfire near the city of Flagstaff, Arizona. Incident Commander Duggar Hughes is directing the firefighters. He says for now, homes that were being threatened by the flames appear safe.
We're still holding that south edge pretty good. We have been trying to find a good place to put in a good strong containment line on the south end, and we're having some issues due to the topography in there and the down fuels, but it's looking good.
Hughes says a decision will be made today about whether to allow some of the hundreds of people who've been evacuated to return to their homes. The fire has charred about 14,000 acres so far. The blaze is only about 20% contained. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.